This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
I'm Tomomi Umemura. I'm from Japan. I'm 22 years old. In my future, I want to get a job which has something to do with international cooperation and relationship. So I'm interested in international cooperation.
Tomomi, welcome to Grammar Challenge. What I would like you to do first is listen to somebody describing their job. And this person is a nurse.
Yes.
And listen carefully. What's one thing that she says that she likes about being a nurse? What do you like and not like about your job?
Well, I like helping people get better. I love that every day in the hospital is different. It's certainly not a boring job, but I have to wear a uniform, which I hate. It makes me feel like I'm back at school. We don't have to live near the hospital, although I do because it's more convenient.
What's one thing that she said she likes about her job?
She likes help people getting better.
She likes helping people get better.
Yes.
Okay. Well done. That's one of the things that she said. I'm going to ask you to listen again to a small part of it. And what words does she use when she's talking about the rules of her job?
But I have to wear a uniform. We don't have to live near the hospital.
So what words does she use when talking about the rules of her job?
Have to and don't have to.
Have to and don't have to.
Yeah.
Very well done. And to tell us a little bit more about have to and don't have to, here's our grammar expert, Nuala.
To talk about things we have no choice about, things that we're obliged to do, we can use have to. Listen again.
But I have to wear a uniform.
She has no choice about it. The rules of her job are that she has to wear a uniform. To form that, we use have to or has to, followed by the base form of the verb. That's the infinitive without to. She has to wear a uniform. He has to get up early. They have to do their homework. To talk about things you can choose to do or not, we use don't have to. So here, we're not talking about rules at all, but about things you can decide to do or not. Listen again.
We don't have to live near the hospital.
Nurses can choose to live close to their work or not. It's up to them.
We don't have to live near the hospital.
To form this, we use don't or doesn't have to, followed by the base form of the main verb. They don't have to live near the hospital. She doesn't have to work late. We don't have to eat breakfast. So, to recap, for things that are rules, you use have to or has to, followed by the base form of the verb. To talk about things that aren't rules, things we can choose to do or not, we use don't or doesn't have to, followed by the base form. That's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
I'm going to ask you to create some sentences using have to or don't have to. And I'll give you some phrases and some words, and you put them together and you make a sentence. Are you ready to begin this part of your challenge?
Yes.
Okay. Children go to school.
Children have to go to school.
Excellent. Very good. In Britain, drive left side of the road.
In Britain, drivers have to drive on the left-hand side of the road.
Excellent. Very good. We pay tax.
We have to pay tax.
Yes, we have to pay tax.
Yes.
She's on holiday. Get up early.
She doesn't have to get up early.
She doesn't have to get up early because she's on holiday. Very well done, Tomomi. Excellent.
Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com.
Can you tell me some things that you have to do or don't have to do?
I have to study in University of Westminster.
Right. Do you have to study here?
No, I want to.
Ah, you want to study. That's yes. That's a little bit. Yeah, you don't have to study here, but you want to study here.
Yes.
Okay.
I have to do homework in my dormitory.
Right. Okay.
I don't have to go to bed early.
Right. Right. You don't have to go to bed early. Uh huh. Do you have to get up early?
Yes.
Do you get up early?
Yes.
Is that true?
No.
Okay, Tomomi, thank you very much for joining us today on Grammar Challenge. Thank you.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.